For Nerds by Nerds production.
Ho, 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 nerdos. Welcome back to another festive episode of the For Nerds by Nerds podcast. I'm Josh.
I'm Ben.
And today, we are going to be bringing you a commentary for the holiday classic Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, or how everybody else calls it, Jim Carrey's version. And to do this, we have a very special guest returning to the show after a very long absence. Is my son, Aiden. Say hi, Aiden.
Hi, Aiden.
And you picked this movie, right? You wanted to do this?
Yes.
So you really like this movie?
Yes.
Yeah? Why is that?
Because it's funny, and I used to hate the smile.
Yeah, okay. All right, so we're gonna talk through this?
Right.
Okay. So we are watching this on DVD. I don't think it is streaming anywhere, but you might own it, but you've probably seen it, so no big deal. We will do a countdown, and on three, we will all press play. One, two, three, play. Universal bum, bum. Logo.
It always reminds me of the Superman beginning every time. It just sounds the same to me.
Bum, bum. Oh, like the song?
Yeah. Like the
I was going to say, Universal did not make Superman.
No, I know. It just reminds me of that noise, the same noise.
Aiden likes this theme song.
It's a great theme song.
So, Aiden, this movie is directed by Ron Howard. Do you know who Ron Howard is?
No.
You saw Solo, right? You saw Solo with Grammy, the Star Wars movie?
I don't remember it.
She took you to the theater? That was directed by Ron Howard. When Uncle Ben was a little kid, Ron Howard was an actor. Mm. He was on a show called Happy Days. And then before that, when like Pop-Pop was a little kid... He was on a show called The Andy Griffith Show.
He played Opie.
But now he directs a lot of movies. His daughter is an actor.
Oh.
Bryce Dallas Howard. She's in the newer Jurassic Park movies. She played Gwen Stacy in Spider-Man 3, Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man.
Oh.
She's in that. She's been in a lot of stuff. She directed an episode of The Mandalorian. See, Ron Howard.
Yeah.
What else does Ron Howard do? Oh, he did Far and Away.
Yeah, I love Far and Away. Far and Away is one of my favorite ones.
I see a lot of Curly Mountains.
Yeah, Dr. Seuss style.
Who's?
Ron Howard also directed...
I like subtitles.
Yep. Apollo 13.
Another one of my favorite movies.
About men going to the moon. Like, but it was like a real life story. He made a movie out of it.
Oh.
Tom Hanks, the voice of Woody from Toy Story.
Oh.
He's in that.
Hmm.
I keep forgetting Molly Shannon's in
there. There's a lot of people.
She's hilarious. I just think Molly Shannon's fantastic.
I like her on SNL.
I like just about anything she's done.
Why is there a man coming out with the tuba?
It's supposed to be silly.
Silly.
Because everything that Dr. Seuss did was silly.
I haven't seen this in a long, long, long time.
I watch this every year.
It's mostly because I hated the smile. But now I'm 10.
You used to watch this movie all the time, though.
Yeah.
10 years old.
Money.
Yeah, last time you were on here, I think you were 7.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
We were doing the Christmas thing.
No, you did the video game movies.
Oh, yeah,
episode?
The Mario one.
We need to do another video game movie.
Yeah.
Let's get him the one with Fred Savage.
The Wizard? not strictly a video game movie.
The first one we did was when we were doing the Christmas one.
Yeah, Christmas special.
And my sister was there.
Aiden, have you seen the app? Or Josh, have you seen the app where you turn into one of these characters?
Yeah, turned your TikTok little nose filter. Up. Yeah.
No.
It is so funny. I look awful.
We made a cartoon version of Aiden for the the post for this episode.
Yeah. Cartoon character Aiden.
Because we're cartoon characters.
He's already a cartoon character.
It's cartoon Aiden.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love it. It
looks a little too real. Not enough cartoony. But that's all right.
I think Jim Carrey absolutely captured what the Grinch was supposed to be.
I mean, this movie's a little over the top, though.
It's way over the top.
I mean, I understand you got to stretch it out for an hour and a half or whatever, but...
Oh, yeah, because the book's really short.
My grandma refused. She was like, no, I'm not watching this garbage. She loves The Grinch.
Oh, I love The Grinch.
Like, the original cartoon, she that's her favorite.
These were all Ron Howard's children.
Are they? Is this Bryce Dallas? Oh, just the boys. I believe Bryce Dallas is rolling around in here?
No.
She probably is.
I think she is. I think she's in here. But these are his children. Which is fantastic. He always adds family members into his films.
Yeah, his brother's always kicking around.
Constantly. What's his name? That is an ugly cuss.
Clint Howard. Yeah, Clint Howard is Ron Howard's brother. He's in here. Well, I'll point him out. He's in every Ron Howard movie. Cindy Lou Who from this is now all grown up. She's the lead singer of the band The Pretty Reckless.
The Pretty Reckless.
Yeah, she was on Gossip Girls for a little while, but then she became a musician. So now she's just a hottie that runs around on stage in lingerie. And it's a good time. You'll enjoy that soon, son.
What the heck?
That's a big monster Grinch coming out the door.
That'd be fun.
Do not try this at home.
Roll down the hill.
Why did those guys just become snowballs?
I do like Max. I always like Max. Max is one of my favorites.
Ugh. Yeah.
Aiden likes the newer Grinch, the Benedict Cumberbatch.
Animated.
Oh, yes, it's fantastic.
I didn't like it.
I thought it was good. I don't know how this man just bit into an onion, but he needs to stop. That's gross.
So he had to be... to do this movie, every day Jim Carrey had to sit in a makeup chair for like 7 hours.
What?
And have his makeup put on. Do you think you could do that?
No.
No.
He's told stories about...
hating it.
Hating it. Not just hating it. He actually got trained...
That's the smile I hate.
He got trained by FBI agents.
Yeah, to like... trick his mind.
like torture.
Yeah.
In order to sit through the makeup. He said it was so atrocious.
Yeah, he said he would sit there and like stab himself in the leg with a pen.
Yep. Burn himself with a cigarette.
His eyes.
He did lots of bad stuff.
His eyes are all yellow. You know what contacts are, Aiden?
Yeah, you put... It's like glasses, kind of wear them, but you put them in your eyelid.
Yeah, you put them in your eyeball, on top of your eyeball.
Yeah, so
but
they're just like glasses.
Yes, but sometimes they'll do them where they don't change your vision at all. They just change the way your eyes look.
Yeah.
Colored contacts.
Yeah,
so he had to wear colored contacts for this, but they couldn't risk it showing any of the whites of his eyes. So contacts are usually just a circle that sit on the front of your eye.
Yeah.
His contacts. Like colored. His contacts had to go all the way around his eyeball, so it like sucked around his eye, so that when his eyes moved, you wouldn't see the white on the sides of his eyeball. He said it was very painful.
It was very uncomfortable.
I can tell, because why would you want your eyeball squeezed?
Yeah.
Snowball kids.
This guy, the guy that plays the dad, I don't know if you ever
Kyle
saw
Cash.
Him on stage before he was in this. But he's like a prop actor, like Carrot Top. He does jokes like that, and he does physical comedy.
I definitely know him if I saw him. A couple of people, like their Who makeup is so good that you can't tell what their regular face looks like.
This guy pretty much invented the whole elevator going down bit, and the walking and getting shorter bit.
Yeah,
he's another Jim Carrey-esque body type.
It looks like a mole, like his nose, because it, like, goes up.
Yeah. The mayor's assistant, that's Clint Howard.
Yeah,
that's Ron Howard's brother.
The little short guy. Ron Howard's brother's very tiny.
I mean, Ron Howard's pretty tiny himself.
I think you'll find Ron Howard in this movie at least once.
I'm sure he sneaks in there somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure he's part of... I'm sure he's a who someplace. You gotta watch the commentary on this that they do on the video.
Well, you'll I do know him. Bill Irwin is who we're talking about.
Yeah.
He plays a therapist on Law and Order now. He's very good on...
He's
yeah,
still acting.
SVU, yeah. He's.
I haven't seen him in years.
He's Liv's therapist after she got kidnapped and tortured and stuff.
Yeah.
He's very good on that.
I've always enjoyed him. He's just a pleasure to watch. And when he did this, I was like, woohoo! I was excited for it.
Bryce Dallas Howard is in here as Surprised Who. So she's in here somewhere.
When this is out, can we listen to it with Natalie?
Yeah, the episode?
Yeah.
Sure.
Shout out to Natalie.
Yeah, what's up, Natalie? Big dog. She wants to come on here with Tammy and do the Santa Claus.
Nice. So. There's so many now, it's not even funny because the TV shows. Yeah. The TV show.
I won't do any but the first. I think the rest are garbage.
Have you watched any of the episodes?
I tried to watch part two, and I couldn't get through the opening credits.
Really?
Like, this is trash.
You didn't watch the one with Martin Short?
I saw that in theater with a girlfriend at the time, and I was, I hated it.
I can't say they're my favorite. I did watch Candy Cane Lane last night
with Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy. It yeah. is
any good?
It's beautiful. It's
is it
perfect.
A kids movie or
yeah,
family
yep.
movie.
It's very much a kids movie.
So the Grinch played by Jim Carrey. You best know him as Dr. Robotnik from Sonic.
Yes.
What else is he in that you would possibly know him from?
I remember he told me that before. He said, is there a movie that you know that he is in?
Yeah, but there's definitely other movies that you might know him from. Mr. Popper's Penguins, have you seen that?
Huh?
That's a kid's movie. He's a man that has a bunch of penguins.
Yesterday, me and my mom finished the Santa Claus's show.
Oh, the show? Yeah, did you like it?
Yeah.
I tried watching it. I got halfway through it and stopped watching it, and I'm like, no, I can't do this anymore.
It was fun.
Have you seen the Christmas Carol that looks like Polar Express?
No.
The fully animated,
but
live action?
I've heard of it, because there's a YouTuber.
This one?
No, but there's a YouTuber who, like, is, like, really funny, and he's, like a meeting pitch about different movies, and for Polar Express, he was like, yeah, and then we're gonna do a guy who, then we're gonna do a guy who's a ghost, and then he, like, poofs into air when he was doing the Polar Express one, and then at the end, he was like, we'll probably never do a movie with,
Nope. Keep going. Just don't play with your pocket.
We'll probably not do another movie with these type of movie graphics. And then at the end, it showed, like, a movie thing where it showed Christmas Carol.
Oh, yeah.
So I asked you earlier to think about this, and you probably won't come up with the answer, but I'm going to challenge you again. How many green characters has Jim Carrey played? Because there's one.
Grinch.
And he's played two more. And they're way before your time. But...
Booger?
Hmm?
Booger?
Booger. I don't think he's played Booger. But with your dad being the movie buff that he is, in both other movies being superhero movies.
Yeah, he played The Mask. Do you know The Mask?
I saw it. No, I didn't see the movie. I saw the cover.
Yeah. Mask is, you know, Loki from Thor? It's not a Marvel comic, but it's that character because Loki isn't specifically a Marvel character.
Yeah.
In The Mask, Mask is based off a comic book where... The mask is Loki's mask, and if you wear it, it heightens your, like, characteristics, and he is, like, he's, like, a funny guy.
Yeah.
So it makes him this big, like, cartoon character, basically.
Yeah.
And then you like Batman?
Yeah.
He played the Riddler.
Oh, the Riddler.
In Batman Forever.
Mm.
That's one of my favorite
Which also
Batman
has
movies.
Two-Face in it.
I remember when before Ant-Man Quantumania watched out, me and you watched the Ant-Man, the first one, and mm-hmm. I loved it.
Yeah, we really like Ant-Man.
Especially the giant tank.
Yeah, we watched Ant-Man when I had COVID and we were trapped in the house.
Yeah, for some reason...
I watched a lot of superhero movies back then.
For some reason, my sister had COVID, everyone in the house that I was with had COVID, and my mom had COVID. I was the only one in that house who didn't have COVID.
Yeah, lucky you.
You dodged the virus.
Yeah.
I didn't get COVID until last year.
I haven't had COVID, but everyone else in my family has.
Yeah.
Last Christmas...
I'm lucky. Everyone tells me
present.
To knock on wood, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Knock on wood. You don't want COVID. It's better not to have it.
I know. Because you can't smell anything or taste anything.
Yeah. So, another movie you would know Jim Carrey from is he's Horton in Horton Hears a Who. He's the voice of Horton.
Horton Hears a Who.
You like that movie?
Yeah. I'm not even paying attention to the movie. I'm just talking.
That's what we do here.
Yeah.
Movie plays in the background.
Yeah.
This lady is oddly attractive in this film.
Listen.
They're really pushing it.
No offense, but she's still oddly attractive.
Yeah, it's true.
Light gun.
That's Sheldon's mom. No, that's not Sheldon's mom. That's, not Sheldon, the other guy. She plays in
Yeah,
Big Bang
she's Johnny
she
Galecki's mom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whatever his name is.
Kristen Baranski.
Yeah, but in this, definitely.
Yeah.
Put that under my Christmas tree, please.
So you know how they did that trick there, Aiden, where it looked like she was shooting the lights onto the building?
Yeah.
The string lights? You know how they did that?
No.
So what they did is they filmed it being pulled off the building, and then they just played it backwards. To make it look like it was going on instead of off.
Oh, yeah.
They do that. That's a movie trick they do every once in a while.
That's an awesome telephone. I need one.
I'm pretty sure that the people who got the call from the Grinch just now were part of Hanukkah. Because
mm-hmm.
I noticed the big candles they had. I counted them and there were 8.
Oh. Yep.
I'm gonna start making some Grinch stand-ups.
Yeah, you did already, right?
Oh, I did make that one.
You didn't make that one?
Nope. I have to pattern it. I bought that one at a store locally for Matt and TJ.
Shout out Matt and TJ.
We took a picture of it and sent it to Matt. Matt's like, I've got to have those. So that's their Christmas. The good thing is they get to decorate my house until Matt and TJ can come up here like next October to pick them up.
Oh, yeah.
But I am going to make... a couple sets, because I want one for my house, and I'm not willing to go out and spend another $80 per set.
Mm.
So if I can make them for
it's definitely cheaper to make.
Oh yeah, and I can get the wood cheap. I've got a friend of mine who has a bunch of wood sitting in his yard that all I got to do is go measure it out, bring it home, cut it up,
yeah,
paint it. But they're gonna look
hazardous
good.
Hazardous waste.
I think they did such a good job capturing this makeup. And
the makeup's good, yeah. I mean, I don't really like his voice. And he's Jim Carrey-y, you know? He's like a wacky type of guy. And it's like the Grinch is just a
grumpy
old man, basically.
Grumpy old man.
Like a curmudgeon.
Like me?
Yeah.
I'm a curmudgeon.
How long is this movie?
Very.
It is a pretty long movie. Let's see if it says on the back here. 1 hour and 45 minutes. Not as long as I thought.
For a holiday kids movie?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I remember, or I just have a bad memory, that I would like fall asleep at this part and then wake up when the Grinch was at her house.
Yeah.
And I would think it like leads on to that.
I don't really need all the garbage in the middle of him becoming Who of the Year or whatever. Like, all that garbage. Like,
what about Baby Grinch?
No, don't like Baby Grinch. Let me run this theory by you. I saw this film theory online that...
Film theories?
No, not on film theories. Just a film theory.
No.
That the Grinch and Max become Jack Skellington and Zero.
Oh.
You've seen that, but I've seen it where it's Frank and Weenie and the kid that was his owner.
Screw Frank and Weenie.
So
Frank and Weenie doesn't have big floppy ears.
I don't know.
He has pointy, little short pointy ears.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
I watched Game Theories, and there was one where he was wondering if Yoshi was a dinosaur or a dragon. And at the end, I forget what it's called, what you said, but it's like a mix. He said that it's a mix. And that he's a dinosaur and a dragon. I forget what the word is called, but it's like how you, Uncle Ben, have the coffee and hot cocoa.
Yeah, it's a mixture.
A hybrid.
Yeah.
Yes, he said he's a hybrid of a dinosaur and a dragon.
That could be.
That's a good theory.
He's got a saddle like people that
ride
dragons.
But he doesn't have any wings.
Also,
he gets wings.
Also, he said that it might not be that because in some Mario books, it says he's a turtle.
Yeah.
Because the shell on his back is a Koopa shell.
Well, when you were on for the history of video game movies episode, we talked about the original Mario movie.
Yeah, where it was instead of a super mushroom, it was like metal boots.
Yeah, and the Yoshi that's in that is actually a dinosaur.
Yeah,
he's just
a little
velociraptor. He looks like a little raptor, yeah.
I used
Bob
to think
Hoskins.
That...
Yeah, Bob Hoskins, John
you know
Leguizamo.
How long since I've seen that?
Yeah.
I used to think that Bowser was a dragon, because he breathes
fire. Yeah.
So he's just a giant Koopa, right?
Yeah,
so he
king.
Could he could be a hybrid of a Koopa and a dragon. Cause
fire breathing.
Cause his back is, a shell, and he breathes fire.
Yeah.
And sometimes in games he grows wings and flies.
Yeah. Yeah, he could be.
Yeah, that's a good theory too.
I'm really good at video games for the Switch, cause the first week I had Mario Wonder, I beat it, and then the first week I had Sonic Superstar, I beat it.
Yeah, you are very good at video games.
We just
got
Mason Mario Wonder.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. He loves it.
Yeah, it's really good. I really like the badge. One particular badge. Two badges.
Yeah, what are those?
It's one where you can't stop running. That's an expert badge. And if you're an expert, then it only works. Then only you can survive a while with it. And the second one I like is like Piranha Grappler, where it's basically just like a piranha plant, like those ones that like grow and then like grabs onto a block and then you can climb up it.
Yeah,
it's basically like that, but it comes out of your hand and you're like Spider-Man and you can grapple to
that's cool
walls, but you can't climb up. You can only just grapple.
I'm going to open this game and play it myself before I give it to him.
Yeah.
Except you don't get the one until you're in... You don't get the grapple one until you're in, like, the fourth world.
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense. So you can grapple from tree to tree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
it is basically a forest one. Except I don't like... If it was a 3D game, I would like it, because then I could just, like, grapple everywhere. But it's only a 2D game, so I can only, like, grapple to walls.
There was a video game for this movie.
Oh.
It was super weird looking. There was a lot of merchandise for this movie.
There's a ton of it.
They had remote control cars for when he's all dressed up and he rides on the little car. You know what I'm talking about? When he's, like, escaping from the celebration?
I think so.
He sits on the little car?
I think so, but I haven't seen this movie, so I forgot.
I'll point it out when we do it. Yeah, there was a lot of weird merchandise. I do like his fingers. They're very long. They look very accurate.
Is this where you see Baby Grinch?
He looks like a Sasquatch. I have a Sasquatch on my Christmas shirt right now.
Hey.
Look at that. Oh, yeah. With a Santa hat, and then there's also a unicorn that looks like a Santa, and
these
then
are called jackalopes.
They look like bunnies.
Cryptid Christmas.
They look like a hybrid. They look like a hybrid of, a bunny and a reindeer.
Yep, they're supposed to be
the Baby Grinch,
a bunny and a reindeer, called jackalope. Well, a bunny and an antelope. That's why they're called jackalope. It's an urban legend.
Oh.
He's a cryptid. Do you know what cryptids are?
No.
Like Bigfoot and Loch Ness Monster are all animals that are presumed to exist.
The Loch Ness Monster is real.
Israel.
Is real.
We're not getting political here.
I said is real.
Okay.
Aiden, you want to weigh in on the Israel-Palestine conflict?
No thanks.
You know anything about this?
This Baby Grinch is hideous.
He's weird looking. I don't like when he shaves his face.
Oh, I think it's great that this is very penguin-esque.
Why is the?
It is penguin-esque. Yeah.
Ugh. Look at that thing.
Look at that monster.
At least
there's a toy of that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Grinch. I heard. I saw it. It moves around.
Where was he meant to go?
I don't know.
Well, they're Grinch parents somewhere?
Well, you get knocked off course by a real baby.
Yeah. So are there green, hairy monster people somewhere that were expecting a baby? Well, these people are all getting ready to adult it up.
Did you see who that was, that Grinch lady?
Stuff.
Her?
Yeah. She looks familiar. It's hard to tell with that snout they put
this
on everybody.
This is when he eats the
She's in Austin Powers. She's,
Franz.
Frau Furbitzen, whatever her name
this
is.
This is when he eats the plate.
Yeah. He bites Santa's head off.
We'll have to look her up. She sings a song that's very famous, and I can't remember what it is.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Eat Santa.
I don't like Horton Hears a Who. I don't like the story. I don't like how they try to minimize Whoville down to just this little speck. And they don't even mention the Grinch.
Yeah, but it's weird because it's a snowflake.
Yeah.
In Horton Hears a Who, it's a...
like a dandelion?
Yeah.
Type of thing?
It's like
a fuzzball.
Fuzzball.
You're a dandelion.
I don't mind this Grinch. I like little kid Grinch.
Yeah, little kid Grinch is awesome.
I don't like baby Grinch.
No, baby Grinch is hideous.
What does teenager Grinch look like?
Leonard's mom. There you go.
Yeah.
Go Leonard's mom. Holla.
Martha May was feeling it. She had eyes for the Grinch. Look at him.
Isn't that?
Well, the teeth are big.
Well, they all got big old teeth.
There's always a green light on him to kind of emphasize his greenness.
Make him super green.
Super green.
And the mayor was a jerk even when he was a little kid.
Jeffrey Tambor.
Yeah.
He's phenomenal.
Yeah, I like Jeffrey
Tambor. One of my favorites. I think Bryce Dallas Howard is in these school children.
Bro, I think she's either here or she's at the party later. The, like, festival. Just look for a surprised who, because that's what they called her.
Yeah.
I just think he calls him Harry just because he has, like, sideburns.
He got some sideburns.
And then later he, like, shaves his face and comes in with, like...
white dots?
Yeah, like... you know, recording, Ben.
I'm making noise.
TikTok. Oh, bad one. Now look what you made me do.
Oh, yeah.
You got me swearing in front of the wall.
Because before we started this, you said, I forgot what you said, but I remember he said, I'm gonna make some noise.
Yeah.
And then when he's doing it, he says,
I was surprised as anybody else.
Yeah, little man going on Instagram.
Oh, Lord.
But yeah, they tell him he shaves, and he's got little toilet paper squares all over his face.
Yeah.
But they're in places where he already doesn't have hair.
Yeah, well,
he doesn't actually shave anything.
I like when he says,
he's going to make her a gift.
I like when he says, fires love.
I need that. I need a Grinch angel for
top metric. It's always green. It's definitely a green light because everything around him is green.
Yeah, everything around him is like bright-ish. Why are the neighbors so loud?
Yeah, it happens.
I need sideburns like that.
Like, if anything, he needs to trim his eyebrows.
Yeah, he does. That's some good old man eyebrow right there.
I'm surprised they didn't make him have a unibrow.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you know what a unibrow is.
It's one eyebrow.
Nobody likes
across.
A unibrow. Oh, he's trying to be Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Bagman. He joined the Fantastic Four, I think.
Yeah.
Well, he stole a Fantastic Four outfit and put a paper bag over his head because he lost his costume.
The Amazing Bagman. I remember it was in Insomniac Spider-Man. That suit.
Yeah. Foot and drawing his face.
This the is foot so is a furry. The
they
foot
are
is
they are
kind
of drawing it out a bit.
Yeah. See, I mean, I guess he trimmed the old side, the sideburns down a bit, but
the teacher's laughing. That's not. Good.
No, teacher should not laugh.
But Martha May's not laughing. He should have gone even more crazy. Like, he throws a tree, but he should have set the building on fire.
The muscles, she says.
Yeah, she's getting all worked up.
Yeah, she is.
Why is he so strong?
He's a monster. Look at him.
How is an 8-year-old strong enough to pick up a tree?
Genetics.
Yeah. He's a different type of beast. Aww. Why don't you go after him?
I've seen this little girl on something else.
Yeah, she does look familiar.
It's funny, is she? Didn't give her as much makeup.
Why does Cindy Lou Who look like she's in a funeral dress? Just like black and white.
I was going to say, I don't know. Why does she? I thought this was a joke.
Dress like that, not... Not at funerals. She's not wearing black and white.
Oh, it looked like
she's wearing
it.
A jacket and red pants.
It looked like it.
I want a golf cart that looks like that. We need to buy a bunch of Who golf carts.
Yeah.
Drive them around, yeah.
Good at driving a golf cart.
Yeah, Aiden drives a golf cart.
I've seen pictures.
Yeah. After my birthday party, also known as a... Christmas Halloween party. Mm-hmm. I was sad because I realized the first reason I wanted my friend to come was to drive him on the golf cart known as Golfy, and I forgot to.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of raining anyways.
Yeah. But I'm still sad because the reason I wanted to was because of I'm very good at driving. A golf cart.
I'm getting worse at driving cars. Why? I don't know. Can't park anymore. It's awful.
Drink some more water.
Makes you wonder why this man is dressed sometimes and not dressed other times. And like he's out in the snowstorm. Fur to the world.
Yeah.
But then when he goes into town, he's fully dressed.
God well, he goes in disguise when he goes into the city.
Yeah. It's weird that in the Grinch that was made, the Grinch movie that was made when I was alive.
Are you saying you're dead?
No, the animated Grinch.
Since he's been alive.
Since I've been alive. I'm only 10.
That's practically
you're talking about the Benedict Cumberbatch
Grinch. He hates going to Whoville.
I don't like it.
But in this one, he goes to it to do fun stuff. And I'm pretty sure the second reason he likes going to Whoville is because he gets to go on a water slide with no water.
Yeah, I would go down that thing. That thing looks cool.
Dump it to trumpet.
This man has got a eggnog punch bowl on his head, and it's full.
Why is there...
Well, it's not going to be.
Why is there a plate on him?
What was the budget on this bad boy?
That must have been huge.
They're dressed as a Christmas table filled with food. So that's their Christmas costume.
I'm pretty sure that statue that it just showed is like an Easter egg from one of the Dr. Grinch books or Grinch stuff.
Dr. Seuss books.
Yeah, because I remember it when I saw it in this just now, it looked all like cartoonish and not like realistic.
Yes.
And I remember in the one, the animated Grinch, that's an animal.
Yeah, you got the moose walking around, yeah. What's your favorite Dr. Seuss book?
Horton Hears a Who.
Yeah.
Because they tried to kill a speck.
Not Green Eggs and Ham? You like that Netflix
show?
Oh,
yeah, I love that. I love that.
I read the book. I don't know.
I liked the book as a kid. The show's kind of ruined it.
I've never seen it.
I'm pretty sure you've never seen the show.
I've seen the show.
Or you've seen part of it.
I see everything you watch.
We watched the season 2 of Green Eggs and Ham at school.
Yeah. Well, you watched it here.
Yeah, I liked the
Green
second.
Green Eggs and Ham?
I liked the second season.
She needs work.
I liked the
or
second
a therapist.
Season.
One of the two.
You liked the second season? Yeah.
I also realized in the second season, the person that a guy is dating has a baby. And yeah.
He has a baby?
In season 2.
Oh, yeah. Would you eat Green Eggs and Ham? It's just a little food calorie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also remember, I'm pretty sure when in the season 2 of Green Eggs and Ham, when the baby is born, it's born with a hat on, like,
yeah.
Guy.
Yeah. What about The Lorax? You like that?
Oh, yeah. I love that movie, too.
The Lorax is voiced by Danny DeVito. You know Danny DeVito. He is Matilda's dad in Matilda.
Oh, yeah.
He also played the Penguin in Batman Returns.
Oh. I remember in one movie we watched, the narrator was that guy that we watched a while ago. Not that long.
He narrates Matilda.
Yeah, but like he narrated another movie.
Yeah, I like Danny DeVito.
Yeah. I also noticed that all the Lou's have the eggnog on their head.
They all have eggnog?
Yeah.
All the in the family?
Yes, yeah. Cindy Lou Who has a cup. The mom Lou has a mug and the dad has a whole fishbowl.
He's having a nightmare?
Yeah.
Oh no, he can hear the Christmas music.
Oh.
From Whoville.
Joyful and triumphant. Trying to drown out all that noise.
No. Blenders full of screws.
Or maybe he's hallucinating.
Can you imagine how noisy that is in a house? I can't imagine.
There's no way you'd hear it all the way up on the mountain.
It echoes through the valley and up to the mountains.
No. Or through...
Sound doesn't travel that far.
Or it goes
sure does.
In the dump
far.
It to
I
trumpet.
I hear people driving up that bypass.
Or it yeah. goes through the dump it to trumpet, because I remember the Grinch didn't open it. It was already opened when he saw it.
Yeah.
Those things are frightening.
Oh, yeah.
And they That's did also, a great job making a huge one.
I like it. I like that monkey. The only thing I don't like about it is that its eyes are completely red. Like, the white around it.
It's supposed to be scary, I think.
The right Yeah, it's also in Toy Story 3. And yeah. It just screams and looks at the cameras.
They still make them. And you can still buy them in stores that it carries.
What?
I liked how the Max looked up, and he just, his head was going up and down and up and down and up and down. Oh, yeah, and then she sees him. Yeah.
And the fact that in every
I know why he's rendition. Naked at home, because there's no one there, and he can do whatever he wants. And when he goes to Whoville, there's people actually there. Yeah, you can see the green light at the top of it.
Yep. Yeah, they're always projecting green
light. You can see the smoke, because there's, like, air coming through, and you can see it reflecting. It's almost been an hour.
They make him a little tubby, too.
Well, in the drawings, he's got a little round pot belly, yeah, but so do all the Whos.
Yeah. Well, they give him, like, man boobs. Like
yeah, they did give him some man boobs.
But, like, not his stomach is fat, like, his whole body is fat.
Yeah.
Stop talking about me, man.
He's got thunder thighs, as they call.
Mm. You guys are really hurting my feelings right now.
Well, deal with it.
Aiden, what do you want for Christmas this year?
Extra PS5 controller.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You don't think the PS5 was enough?
Well, then we could play. Then
a big present.
Then me and my dad could play, and my sister could play, like, Sonic Superstar together.
Oh, yep.
Why is he doing that?
He's recreating a scene from the movie Alien.
I'm a psycho.
I'm a psycho, too.
Isn't was that from Alien?
Well, that's why he's ripping the shirt open. And stuff.
Oh, what's the alien look like?
What's the alien look like? I'll show you. Tell me if you'd watch this.
I'd watch it with you. It's a series. You know, I have them all. I've only watched, like, the first three.
Oh, I've seen them all. I have them. Being weird, Google.
So I was telling you earlier, the woman that we discussed, her about Mindy Sterling.
Oh, yeah, and then he goes there, and then he, like, scrapes the sleigh, and it makes an irritating noise.
Go ahead, Uncle Ben.
Nah, it's not important.
Hmm?
That's what the alien looks like.
That's what the alien
you
looks
have
like.
A game of that on yeah, the I PS5.
Do. I sure do.
That we're watching it this on.
Yeah.
I just like the graphics on the outside of the PS5. The Spider-Man logo is dope.
Yeah. Also, on the back of it, it's just a full symbioted symbol, where the symbol isn't in the corner, it's in the middle, and it's just black around it.
That's cool.
Completely black around it.
I was told you can't set them up straight, even though they have a flat bottom on that.
Yeah.
Because it'll burn it
well,
out faster.
Well, you can, yeah. And it comes with a stand to do it. We had it standing up. We had it standing up on this table. And then, yeah, there's some sort of chip in it that's made out of a metal that has a low melting point.
Yeah.
So if it stood up and it gets hot enough, when it warms up and gets, like, liquidy, it'll slide down.
So my question is, why would they design it to have a stand?
They always mess up. They didn't realize it would. Well, because they don't make them for people to play 14 hours in a row.
True.
Yeah, I liked it standing up, because then we could see the design.
But they also don't think about gravity being an issue when they're designing a video game.
What's going to happen when this gets hot?
Now because
nothing.
Of the
it'll be fine.
Now because of the shadow, it just looks like tentacles and a symbol, and that's it. When that's not actually what it looks like.
I think it's really cool.
It looks like him being. It looks like it. What it usually looks like is him being surrounded. The symbol being surrounded by tentacles.
Yeah.
But this, it just. But because of the shadow, it just looks like a line, then tentacles, then the symbol.
Yeah, it's alright. I think it looks cool.
Yeah. Also, for my birthday, my mom got me a wrapping for the back of it. And I was working on my swiggly lines. So then I could put, put, like, the Miles Morales symbol, because it's a Miles Morales wrap. And then I could, like, put the blue electricity around it. And then I could see both sides, but now you can only see one side because it's sideways.
That's true. Yeah.
Why
yeah,
would
but
you make
we don't want it to break, so it's better to not do it.
Why would you make a PS5 have a symbol on it, have a, have a very cool, logo and, like, stuff on it if you're just supposed to put it sideways, then you can only see half of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Well, some people probably have it on different shelves where you can actually see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and some people just, like me, would buy a PS5 and put it on the corner somewhere and never use it. Just look at it. Just because you don't like video games enough to play it. But it plays DVDs. That's exactly what my PS2 was.
$500 DVD player. Yeah.
I bought a PS2, and I only use it to play Blu-rays.
I hope when they make a PS6 or holograms, you could, like, hologram, like, a painter, and then you could, like, paint it on that, and then you could, like, make it not have a chip.
Yeah.
He's going to steal that man's clothes.
Just the pants, though.
I need that outfit right there.
Lederhosen?
I need Lederhosen.
When he opened his mouth and posed like that, it looks like he does when he was a kid.
Yeah.
Feedback. Yay.
Oh, he took his hat off.
Yay.
It's weird because he keeps changing. Because a minute ago he was
Mr. Grinch,
just in his male costume, and now he's got his Christmas costume back on. The dad.
He's trying to be rude. He knows that the Grinch.
Rude.
Yeah, he doesn't. He knows that the Grinch wouldn't come, so he's saying like, "Oh, he isn't here. What will we do?"
It is odd that they do have a character to try to make the Grinch, like, excusable. You know what I mean? Like, they have the mayor be a jerk to be like, the Grinch needs a reason to be a Grinch. It's like, no, he doesn't. He's just a jerk.
He's also green.
So,
which, why would you... What does Grinch, like, mean?
Grinch means you're just grumpy and...
Yeah. Like grouchy.
Yeah, but like, did they name him Grinch because the there's a word Grinch that's a definition of?
We all got a little dizzy watching that part.
Not me.
Yeah, I'm sure the word Grinch means something.
Yeah, because why would you name him Grinch?
It's probably an old word we don't use anymore.
Yeah.
That is probably...
Because if Grinch wasn't a word, you could have just named him Green Guy.
Grinch means a person who is mean-spirited and unfriendly.
Yeah.
Well, look at that.
Well, that's probably why he's Grinch.
Yeah.
The perfect embodiment of the Grinch.
Well, he's also not green. Well,
which is why you don't need to make him a sympathetic character. You don't need to be like, he's mean. Like, they showed he was mean as a baby, and then mean as a little kid. And you can't just go, he's kind of nice sometimes.
Well,
that makes him redeemable. It's like, no, he's an irredeemable character.
Well, he wasn't mean as a child. People made him be mean because they were rude to him.
They did the same thing with the penguin in Gotham.
Yeah.
The TV show. He was good at sometimes and bad others and tried to be redeemable. It doesn't work.
Well, it takes away from the redemption at the end of the movie. You don't need constant signs that there could be redemption for there to be redemption at the end. It's supposed to be a big shifting character that his heart grows three sizes.
Because he's talking so quietly, I can't even hear anything.
I saw this video online. It's the Grinch being interviewed. And the guy's like, it says your heart grew three sizes that day. How did that feel? And he's like, I thought I was dying. He's like, I went to the doctor. They said, your heart's not supposed to do that. They're like, you need to start hating Christmas a little bit. Because otherwise, it's going to be bad news.
Also, in the season two of the Santa Clauses, there's a funny guy. And when he goes to the doctor says if he has too much stress and he keeps stressing, he's going to blow up like a blueberry in a microwave.
Oh.
So they give him a watch, and when he gets really stressed, it says blueberry warning, microwave warning. And then when he gets asked by a really intense question and he lies, the watch completely blows up.
Oh. Is, what's his name in the show? Is it Bartleby?
Huh?
Bartleby? Is that his name? The head elf? From the first movie?
I'm pretty sure the first movie it's Bernard.
Bernard,
or Toots.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, is Bernard in the show?
He's in the first season because he's in the Yuleverse, but then he vaporizes at the end.
Geez, spoilers.
Well, you told me to ask.
No, I just asked you if he was in it. I didn't ask you his fate.
He's in Oppenheimer.
Is he?
Bernard?
Yeah.
He's phenomenal.
Everybody's in Oppenheimer.
Oh, my God.
Seems like.
Trust me, I watched it the other day. It is a cast that is unbelievable.
Yeah, I still need to watch it.
Like, random people that...
Josh Hartnett's in there something?
Yeah,
right? Like, I haven't seen him acting in 20
Josh
years.
Josh Peck?
I don't like how they shove food up his mouth.
Yeah, it's gross.
Is that fudge? I love
like
fudge.
I don't like fudge.
I love fudge.
It's gritty.
I can't eat most fudge.
Why is it gritty?
Not all fudge is gritty.
Most fudge is gritty.
Shitty fudge is gritty.
The last four, it looks like butter. Because when they put the next one, it like all like melted and like sloshed. So it looks like butter.
Could have been butter.
You ever performed a sack race, Aiden?
I'm pretty sure on field day I did one day.
That's cool.
And while I was jumping, I fell on my face and hurt my nose.
It happens.
I was your age last time I was in a potato sack race.
I was like jumping and running, and then I like tripped because somebody like side jumped and kicked me, and I fell. Smacked my face in a rock.
Oh, no.
I think we all need that Christmas Grinch sweater.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool sweater.
That is a great sweater.
Yeah.
So they bring him down here just to kick him while he's down.
Well, everybody's on board. After, once they start celebrating here, everybody's on board, but this mayor has to be causing trouble.
Is your chair stuck?
Because you're messing with it? Put it back down where it was. Ow. And sit still. Dang it. The same way you put it up. You're not heavy enough to put it down. That's why I put it down for you.
I did it. They did it. I had to use my feet and
Mr.
put
Fidget
it under
Bottom.
The chairs, and I had to pull myself.
Boy, I can't sit still for 2 seconds.
He's mad. He's mad because they gave him a shave.
The mayor gave him a shaver to be a mean person.
And everybody's laughing. And why are people dressed as candy canes with pink lines, not red?
Because Christmas time.
But they're
oh, snap. And he's proposing to his girl.
What size of that ring?
They're like 50. Why didn't you get married already?
Why is the
Look.
I'm noticing that the wedding case is the wedding ring case is a chest.
Yeah. Needs to be.
Who needs to do this? Who proposes and like, hey, let me sweeten the pot for you?
Here's
you
want a new car?
Brand new car. Oprah does that
when she proposes.
Yeah, you know that's how she gets her man.
Well, it's not a car anymore, cause the Grinch
sets it on fire.
Why is it just like Jeopardy? That guy's like dancing, moving. Yeah, that.
Because if you, oh Lord,
how's he scratching? He doesn't have fingernails.
I told you that before. I didn't like the part how he like scraped his finger on the car.
Those teeth are something else. Can you imagine having to act with those in your mouth?
I always wonder how they do that and they don't make their mouth look bigger.
Yeah, because the teeth are, like, smaller. They're, like, tiny. And guess, there's, like, more of them.
Like, I saw a clip earlier from that Elton John movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
How do they give him, the gap in his teeth?
He doesn't have gap.
Maybe it's CG. Like, but it doesn't look like they just added, like, teeth on top.
Did they paint the teeth to blend in?
No, because not just a black line.
Some people do that.
Yeah, I know. No, it's not just a black line. You can see.
There's a prank on TikTok where you take a Tic Tac and you put it in an apple and then you put like a black tape on your tooth and then you act like your tooth got stuck in the apple.
Oh.
When it's tape.
I don't like pranks. They're mean.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. He's got some mistletoe. Kiss my booty.
Oh, Lord.
Everyone's fainting. Jeez. I do like that.
He deserved that.
Buzz the mayor's
head. He looks better.
Should have punched him in the face.
He looks better to
shaved
say it.
Eyebrow off.
Yeah.
To say it, he looks better with...
with the shaved part in the middle?
Yeah.
What's the opposite of a mohawk?
That.
Yeah, but what's it called?
What is the opposite? A curly hawk?
A com.
I don't know.
A com. Because that's mohawk. I'm trying to pronounce mohawk reversely, because that's what a anyway, that's what it is. Oh, he doesn't burn down the car. He burns down the entire tree.
Yeah, see, I don't like that. I preferred if he had closed it up like an umbrella and taken it with him.
Yeah. But he does that. He does that with all the other trees.
He should be like the Hulk. He start flipping cars over. Smashing. Grinch smash.
No, he looks good.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't look awful.
They look better with that, because then it's like side, it's like big poofy hair, just straight line.
Don't you really like Jeffrey Tambor's real haircut?
Yeah, he's a bald man.
Taxi, about to kill people.
Oh, he's going.
This right here. They had the remote control car for this.
Yeah.
That's awesome. This had to have been some of the most fun, even though the makeup was grueling. This had to be fun to film.
Yeah, but I'm surprised he didn't break the car sitting on that.
Because they said these were some of the most elaborate sets.
Yeah, they must have been
expensive sets to make.
Yeah. You think it cost them more to do this or Legend?
You would,
like
I bet.
The original Legend way
yeah,
back
Ron
Howard.
I bet you guys are going to get dizzy from that.
Guaranteed this cost a lot more.
He's dead.
No, this definitely did. Ron Howard did Legend, right?
I think
Ron Howard. Or no, Ron Howard did Willow.
Oh, did you mean the car exploded
Legend
or the
is,
remote cars exploded?
Ridley Scott. Jeez.
Dad, did you mean that the car exploded or the remote car exploded like it was a real car?
Hmm?
Because you said he made the car explode.
Yeah, it was a little remote control car.
Yeah, but that remote control car did not have that much oil in it.
No, that's why it's funny.
That acts like it was a whole, like, tank, a fire tank.
You can wear that chair out. Look at this trophy. It's massive. Look at her. And she's like,
yeah. And they're like, shame, hey, little girl. You ruined Christmas.
They didn't know that she went to go do that, didn't they?
Yeah, she was the one that nominated the Grinch to be the main guy of Christmas this year.
Oh, yeah, because he saved her at the beginning from getting crushed.
Dump it to crump it.
David first. Wait, why didn't he bring the dog? Why didn't he bring...
Yeah, poor Max. Well, because Max, he didn't want to go, and Max dumped him down the hole. I was like, yeah, you're going.
Yeah, but Max jumped down with him.
Yeah.
Because he's the dog of honor.
Easier to do this scene without Max running around.
Max is a very unwilling participant.
Yeah, but it's also more...
Hey, Horton right there. Horton on the top.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I bet they just, it's all Easter eggs.
This movie is narrated by Anthony Hopkins. He plays Odin in Thor. I don't know. He hasn't really done any Christmas or any kids movies for you to know him from, but he's a very big actor.
What movies are he from?
His most famous movie is where he played a character called Hannibal Lecter. Hmm? Like a horror movie.
Oh.
He's a very smart man, but he eats people.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
So that means if a person gets the question wrong, he is like, get this question right or I bite your face off.
Yeah, sure.
That works.
He's also in a movie called The Edge where he fights a bear.
Is that
what it's called, The Edge?
Is there any video games that are based off movies? Him and Alex Baldwin?
Oh.
No.
I think it is called The Edge.
Yeah, I think it's The Edge.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just done a lot.
Yeah.
Anthony Hopkins has done a very, very large amount of movies.
We've been doing this for over an hour.
That's creepy.
How does he do that? How did he just do that?
Very, very, very strong man. Stomach.
Yeah, he picked himself up without using his arms.
But he always, it doesn't matter... Even if he's in full makeup, Jim Carrey's Jim Carrey, and he plays his characters almost the same way.
Yeah.
Every time.
It's just crazy that he started making the amount of money he did, pretty much right away. He did Ace Ventura, and then it was off to the races, and he got, $10 million to do Dumb and Dumber.
It is awful. That's a lot of money.
I don't like Dumb and Dumber very much. It has some funny parts, but it's not a great
movie. I like the first one, and they've tried to recreate it twice, and it's just not. As good.
I would love to do that, though.
Swing on a tree, it would probably break.
Yeah.
This poor dog.
Right?
It's a real dog.
Fire alarm?
No, it was a vacuum.
Oh.
What's crazy about this dog is he really looks like the cartoon dog.
Yeah, he does look a lot like
that. But
he also looks like a real dog.
It is a real dog.
He is a real dog.
Yeah.
See, I don't mind the movie from this point on.
You mean when it's the actual
story?
I'm pretty sure that they, took... I'm pretty sure that they took that voice line from it. They took that voice line from I Know Just What to Do because it sounded the exact same from...
Yeah, some of the lines are the same.
Yeah, but it sounded like the exact one. I'm used to hearing... This one, for here, I'm not used to hearing his real song, but I'm used to hearing the song that plays in the animated version.
Yeah, the animated version of this song is much better than this song.
Yeah, but the one where he's making the suit, is that you, Santa Claus?
Mm.
My name
In the animated version, the original animated version, it is narrated and the Grinch's voice is done by Boris Karloff.
Boris?
Who was the original Frankenstein in the movies.
He just ate a bullet.
Nothing on that? Frankenstein?
No. Well,
you know, Frankenstein?
It's not Halloween anymore.
Yeah, it's still a fun fact.
Yeah.
We had a guy yesterday dressed up as the Grinch running around our store shopping.
Dressed up as the Grinch?
Oh, yeah.
I like the TikToks where the guy that comes in with the vacuum.
I have a question.
Dances around.
It was the same costume. Guy had almost the exact same costume on yesterday, and he was just walking around the store shopping. And I'm like, okay.
Dad, I have a question.
What's that?
What is the longest movie you've done on this podcast?
What is the longest movie we've done on this podcast? We've avoided a lot of superhero movies because they're so long, even though those are the only movies we really want to do.
Like, right? Like Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, because that's 2 hours and 20 minutes long.
Yeah, I did I did Spider-Man 2. That movie's pretty long.
Yeah.
is
Spider-Man 3 the one with Venom?
Spider-Man 3 is, yeah.
Ew, he's got termites in his teeth.
Did they make a rag doll for that?
No, they were CGI.
Yep, they were fake.
That's hard to do. I'd love to do that.
Spin around?
Probably fall on that spoon, though. But I'd love to do that. Giant spoon.
Oh, man, he almost threw up.
He did, because it said gurgling sound. Blah, 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 blah. Max is acting like the Grinch now. Santa Claus. I'm pretty sure that's not Santa, because when it showed him, it was just like a skinny guy.
Yeah.
Well, it's the Who's version of Santa.
Yeah, maybe.
It's like
Santa Who?
He looks like me, but taller. Because I'm skinny.
Forgot about the reindeer. What you gonna do now, Grinch?
That was a long silence period.
I'll have to make one.
What was that giant ew loud sound?
It's just the neighbors.
Poor Run. Max.
Run!
Max is like, no.
Well, he's also scared because he's like, Max, come here.
Just like the cartoon. Looks perfect.
Oh, we did Man of Steel. That's probably that was the longest movie we've done. That's like 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
Now he's got his Ron Howard hat on.
Yep.
Miss Whoville.
This poor dog.
He's like, please stop torturing me. Let me live my life. That's a normal dog. Rudolph doesn't hate Christmas. Give him a black nose then, not a red nose. The Glitter of Comensian? I like this movie. It's hard to hear it though, but I like it.
Well, that's why we got the subtitles on.
Yeah, so
read
then
along
I
with it.
I like subtitles, so then I can see how to read so now because it's hard for me to sound out words. Well, if I do it for long, it's long and I don't get, and it takes up a lot of my time, but I get it right. And subtitles, they help me spell stuff.
Yeah.
Cuz if there's a word I don't know and it's in a movie, I can just click subtitles, and then I can see how it's spelled.
Yeah.
Is that a spatula?
It is a spatula.
It's one of the best Christmas sleighs ever made.
How can one fan pull up an entire... Oh,
no, he's got a whole bunch of fans.
Yeah.
Those fans look like the ones... Because in Fortnite, in Lego Fortnite... they came out where you could, like, put a hot air balloon on it, and then, like, thrusters, and you could, like, fly, and it reminded me of Tears in the King of the Kingdom, because you can like fuse stuff together, and then you can like fly it, and it reminded me of that. And that reminded me of it because in Tears of the Kingdom, you gotta put like, I've seen videos and you gotta put like fans on the sides of it and it goes down.
Oh, you're talking about Zelda.
Yeah, and then when you flip the switch, it like pushes it up, and yes, that reminded me of it.
Yeah, I can't. Contacts look very,
I can see the red in his eye.
Yeah, irritated from having contacts in.
Yeah, because how could he do this? How did he get them out? And how could he do this without being, like, did they just, like, stop a scene after and, like, my eyes hurt so much.
Probably.
And they just do it.
He probably wore them for hours and hours on end filming, which is
how
brutal.
Did he get them off in bed?
I don't know. It must have been very hard.
Or did he just, like, live with them?
No, you can't leave contacts in.
Not those.
Is there, like, contact. Is at the back of it, is there, like, that little circle that's not contact?
Yeah.
So then you could, like, pull it out, but it would still hurt because it's, like, because it's so tight on the sides, it would just be, like, squeezing your eyeball.
Well, it's, yeah. I'm sure it was uncomfortable.
He's pretending he's a.
Oh yeah, this was in the. This was in the play menu.
Oh, he's stuck.
He's so fat. That looks like it could fit through a chimney, though. Ow, ooh.
Can't imagine trying to go through a chimney.
Yeah.
There's been plenty of stories.
If I was going to do it, I would probably not go head first.
Nope. Neither would I. You can imagine how big those chimneys got to be to actually fit a human down inside them.
Are those...
Yep, they're moths.
Why? Why would moths want to... I'm just not going to ask.
Moths eat fabric. Moths will eat your sweaters.
Oh. Is that why you don't wear Christmas sweaters in summer?
No, that's why you gotta, like, pack your sweaters up when it's not winter.
They actually have little items called mothballs, which deter moths from eating your clothing, and you pack your clothes with these mothballs.
And they smell bad.
You smell bad.
That looks good. I would actually eat that. It looks like ice cream and jello. I remember in the animated version, he takes out the milk and there's a sleepwalking who. And
yeah, Cindy Lou.
They gonna have margaritas.
No,
for Christmas.
In the animated version, there's a sleepwalking who.
Oh, you're talking about the newer one.
Yeah, and it holds out a mug and then he pours milk in it, and then the sleepwalking who says, "Thank you, mommy."
When you say animated Grinch, I think original.
Well, I would say original Grinch if I meant original Grinch.
Oh, excuse me.
And then for this, I
Daddy
say
got
live
schooled.
Yeah. Go to school, learn
stuff.
Guess I'll
go pound sand then.
You told me what that means,
yes,
and
I
know what it means.
Yeah. Tell you, tell someone, get out my face.
Yeah, that's a nicer way to say it.
Yeah.
Oh boy. What'd you tell this man?
It's not.
It's
It's not nice.
Yes, it's not nice.
Thank you. We don't need him being the third mistake on this.
Yeah.
Daddy said something bad. Ben has said something bad.
Yeah, everybody gets one.
He said if I'm getting bullied at school, nope. I tell them that.
Yeah.
You just say, don't do it ever again. Or I'm going to call my dad.
What the? Vengeance. Vengeance.
I'm super excited for Christmas this year.
Yeah, they probably, like, stopped when he went down the chimney, or when he was at the sleigh and did it a different day, because now I see no red in his eyes.
Yeah, pretty much every time they change the camera angle, they have to. It's a different shot. They stop and change things. There's a lot of downtime in making movies.
Yeah, because there's no red.
Universal put up on their YouTube page this like 30-minute video of the Grinch reading How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Oh. But he's like arguing with the narrator and stuff. And it's new. It's from this year. Mm. But it's a guy dressed as the Grinch trying to do his best Jim Carrey's the Grinch. And it's like, come on. It is pretty funny. But
well, I think it's crazy that this has set the precedence for what the Grinch should be.
Yeah.
Instead of the original.
Take it back. Take it back to the Boris.
I'm excited to see how the... Because people on your TikTok that you watch have been saying that there's rumors about a live-action Zelda movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm excited for that because I really like Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, I don't...
I beat Breath of the Wild, so when I beat it, there was nothing really to look forward to. So if I start playing it again, it's just going to be to do, I'm trying to 100% beat Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
To see if there's like a secret cutscene or an extra boss fight. Because when I beat it normally, it's just the normal stuff. But I want to see what happens when I 100% beat it.
Yeah, there's just so much to those games now.
Yeah.
That it's...
I have two whole missions. I also did a glitch in it where I can get the Master Sword easy.
Yeah.
At the start. Hmm. Where you, like, make a campfire and then you go to sleep. And then... When you go to sleep, you spam A while you're asleep, and then when you wake up, you have it.
Yeah. Right away?
Is that a glitch or a cheat code?
It's a glitch.
Really?
You have to be...
Yeah, they don't do as many cheat codes these days.
Remember that?
Because you have sheets of those things. Because you have to be level 13 to normally get the Master Sword. Do it, you could be at 3 hearts and still get it.
I've been playing Ghost of Tsushima, which is a ninja game where the Mongols came to invade.
Oh.
It's pretty intense. Opening scene is you send your best warrior down to challenge their best warrior. And it's like Genghis Khan's grandson. And he just walks up and the guy's like, the best warrior you send down is like, oh, I'm this guy and I'm the descendant of this person and blah, blah, blah. And the Genghis Khan's grandson just throws his drink on him and grabs a torch and sets him on fire.
Oh,
and
Lord.
Cuts his head off.
Dad, I know you watched it with us, but Uncle Ben, have you seen the live-action Cat in the Hat movie?
I did see that movie once.
It's funny.
It's okay.
Funny.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely like when kids seem to like it.
I like when they read The Babysitter.
So, I grew up with all the original stuff.
Yes.
And some of this, like, this one did okay for me. Cat in the Hat did not. Trying to modernize things bothers me a little bit. And I think sticking with the original story is what we've all wanted.
Yeah, you guys saw the, like, you see live action stuff when you were kids, and now for us, we just see animated stuff.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. We saw animated cartoons that in the 90s and new millennium, they turned into live action, and it just doesn't hit right.
And then they turn even more animations.
And now like we're heading back towards animation
Grinch.
Again, yeah. It's funny how it's a cycle.
Yeah, like the Grinch, because the first one, it was animated, also known as the original. And then the second one was live action, this. And the third one was the new one, the newerish one, newer one.
Yeah. Well, that one was weird, too, because they didn't really promote it like it was a Christmas movie. They just were like, here's a movie about the Grinch. It was like, oh, okay.
The Cumberpatch one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he even steal Christmas in that movie?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, he does.
Does he? But I said, does he even?
He does.
I don't think I've ever made it to the ending.
Of what?
Of that Cumberbatch Grinch.
Some
I don't like
just
it very
can't watch
much.
All the way.
The animated one?
Yeah, the new one. I don't...
Yeah, he steals Christmas and then gives it back.
Yeah.
And then he wears a tie and goes to a dinner.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And then he cuts steak.
It's a roast beast. I want to know what the roast beast looks like before they capture it. What type of monster are we dealing with here?
Well, yeah, because, you know, a dog is a dog in this. What is...
Yeah.
Well, what is that, I mean, what is that animal?
Yeah. They call it a beast. I want to know.
Oh, Lord. Dashing through the snow.
Actually, it's dashing through the window in this.
What is he wearing on his head?
Oh, it's to hold his curls. It holds his curls up. Yeah.
I thought girls wear that.
But it's like wrapped around his chin.
Yep.
So you got a bra on his face.
Or maybe it's to tone his under jowls.
Look at her. Those stunning. Lips. Even in the Who makeup. I take her out for dinner. Why does Cindy Lou doesn't have any, like, Who makeup?
They wanted to make her as little as possible. They did eye makeup, and they did a tiny little nose.
I don't even feel like her nose is changed at all. I feel like she's... I mean,
well,
how much work must this have been? Every single day, all of these people? Like, how many makeup teams did you have?
I saw a clip where Jim Carrey bites Jeffrey Tambor's nose tip off. And I'm like... Can you imagine filming and then your lead actor bites another lead actor's nose off and you have to go back to the makeup chair for a couple
being
hours?
The makeup artist.
I'd be PO'd.
Cindy Lou Who, her hair looks like a troll.
She does look like a troll. Like Princess Poppy.
Yeah.
I think all children look
the
like
hair
trolls.
Just, like the hair is normal and then it just sticks up.
See, even this, like, this, it's like this weird, the whole movie's like this weird stance on, like, capitalism and stuff, and it's like, you don't need to add a message to the Grinch, like, you're taking away from what the Who's are and the whole message of why his heart grows big. None of them are supposed to care. They're just supposed to care about Christmas, they're not supposed to care about the presents.
Yeah, they're supposed to just care about caring
and love. And Horton hears a Who when it says the Who's. They don't look like how they do in normal Dr. Seuss movies.
No.
They just look normal, except with their hair up. I like in Horton Hears a Who, in that scene where he goes to the doctor, and then, like, the numbing, where he's supposed to get numbing shot for his tongue. To get, like, something on it.
Yeah.
It moves, and then it... And
Racy.
And then it, the numbing is on the arm, and then the arm is, like, becomes a noodle.
Of the elephant?
No, because the... Of the... Dude
of the guy, of the Who?
I'm going to have to watch that.
In the spec, because he like, has to, like, move his hand. And also in the movie, it kind of, like, recreates the scene from Home Alone.
Mm-hmm.
And he staples his head, and then his butt, and then his privates. In Home Alone. Because that also happens in Home Alone. What the?
What if he does push it down the cliff and it just slides back to Whoville all in one piece?
Ding.
He'd be like, damn it. All that work.
Fouled again.
What type of dog is Max in this? I'd take a dog like that. You don't see a lot of mutts anymore.
He looks like a golden retriever-ish, if it was more fluffier.
Yeah, we need to look that up. What kind of dog is
Oh, now
Max.
I see the red, but now I only see the red in one eye.
This dog?
Yeah, he's too clean to be a mutt, I think.
He looks like a golden retriever if it was actually golden and it was fluffy. Fluffier than it was already.
He's a terrier of some sort.
He's a
some
Shetland
sort.
Sheepdog.
A Shetland sheepdog.
Oh yeah, because he's fluffy as a sheep.
That's exactly why. It looks like he has a beard. I think it's great.
Yeah.
I can't imagine a dog that small being a sheepdog. Like, yeah, you'd be able to herd the sheep, but you couldn't fight off enemies.
I don't remember Cindy Lou Who coming here to the place.
Yeah, her life is in danger, and that's what makes his heart grow, which is not the
doesn't,
point.
Doesn't he, she, like, fall off the cliff?
Well, she gets in the sled, and then the sled goes to fall off the cliff, and he's like, oh, no.
Because kids are always getting
I'm almost going to kill a child.
Yeah, put Max in danger. That's the one he loves. What's one dead who on his conscience? He doesn't care.
Really? I mean, why would it matter?
They've
wronged him for so long.
Sleep.
They've wronged him for decades.
Yeah. Burn Whoville to the ground. Right, Aiden? It's an audio medium, son. You can't shake your head, yes?
Yeah.
There it is.
Murder everybody.
All right.
Lord.
I'm a psycho.
No.
Is this your circus?
No. Did he just have a heart attack?
His heart's growing. His heart's growing three sizes.
Well, it looks like he was just punched by...
Love.
He looks like he was just punched by Spider-Man.
Punched by love, just like Daddy said.
Yeah, he's got punched in the heart by love.
Well, he looks like he was punched by Spider-Man because he was...
When you're our age, you'll know what that means.
He just he was just launched by, like, 5 feet.
Max is like, you deserve it.
Yeah, what's up, dude?
Kill
go through
him.
The pain.
Kill him.
You'll come out a better person on the other side.
Bark, bark. Max, you have sharp teeth. Just bite him.
He loves him.
Oh, so his heart's on the outside of his chest now, under his shirt?
Yeah, because you can see. Looks like it's there.
Yeah, it's getting bigger.
But for some reason, when I look at it, it looks like it's going in a beat where it's going like... Thump one way, thump the other one, and it's just an over-repeating cycle.
Your heart has chambers.
Yeah.
Aw, he has feelings now.
There's a lot of silences in this, because I look at the computer, and
right. It's supposed to be silences.
I know. I just see lots of silence lines with nothing there.
Well, let's fill in the gaps.
Yeah. I say yeah, and then I let there be a silence gap.
Look, it's sunlight.
Sunlight is killing him.
It's not killing him.
Enough of the killing over there, you.
Why?
It's shining a light on his personality, making him a happier.
And then
green
his
person.
Eyes open, and now we can see even more of the red around his eyes. Toasty inside.
He is doing like a. Odd, almost Sean Connery impression the entire movie.
Absolutely.
And I'm leaking.
I didn't even see what triggered this.
Why is he saying it like that?
Because he's happy and he's crying. Happy tears.
When he gets his heart, he still acts like himself, but more open.
Yeah, never change who you are.
One step at a time.
He's getting used to having a big heart.
And I care. I wonder something.
He made a change, and he's wondering why.
How can he not push the sleigh off, but a child is so heavy that it's falling off?
Well, he pushed it so far that it's starting to slip, because it's close to the edge. Linkin Park style.
Save the child.
One step closer to the edge, and I'm about to break. You know what I'm talking about?
If you're yelling no, go for it. Don't point at like you're going for a dance battle.
No. Well, maybe it's his dance battle with the sleigh.
Oh, Daddy. Uh-huh. I was playing with my cousin Dimitri.
Yep.
And he
Shout out, Dimitri. What's up, mate?
Yeah. He has Spider-Man 2. And we were playing a game mode that's like Guitar Hero. And he was saying there's a very hard scene, a gameplay that he had a hard time with in Spider-Man 2. And it's the DJ part in the Mysterium where Miles is a DJ.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that part is weird.
It's pretty much I've just never Guitar seen the Hero. Game.
It's a cool game.
Yeah. It's just like Guitar Hero.
Yeah, it pretty much is just Guitar Hero.
She's like, "Hi, Mr. Grinch, I'm about to die."
Aww. She's so nice to everybody. She melts this man's heart and it turns into a giant heart. No, don't fall in love, Grinch. You're supposed to be going down there to... What's the name of the girl he was in love with in high school?
Martha May.
Martha May. Look at those contacts look painful.
How's he...
Because he's super strong. Remember at the beginning when he was lifting Christmas trees as a child?
His heart grew and that made him stronger.
Yeah, and it made him become the Incredible Hulk. Now he can pick up an entire sleigh full of a house.
Multiple houses.
It's pretty much, it's pretty much just a house.
Everybody's house is worth of stuff. Is in that?
Wait, he really is the Hulk because he's green.
So
is he? Throw it down the hill.
It's a very good observation.
Throw it down the hill. Throw it.
He's gonna ride it down the hill.
Well, then how will he get on? Throw it at him, Max. Throw him at Max. Oh, now he's like, Max.
I don't know how he can control it.
Yeah, what is she steering? There's no wheels.
Well, there are fans.
Woo!
But none of that's working. Remember? It stopped working. That's why Max had to pull it up the hill.
Oh, yeah.
And now he's skiing.
And now it's magically working. Oh, yeah, that's clearly added.
Absolutely CG, but that's what it's all about.
Or it was a green screen, because you can clearly see that he is brighter. In the background, it was all, like, dark, and he's brighter than it. I'm dead.
Oh, the Grinch has a podcast right now. 'Tis the Grinch Holiday Podcast. We'll have to check that out.
Gonna definitely have to check that out.
Yeah.
What's funny is the kids at the beginning of the movie got down to the bottom of that hill real fast. It's taking forever.
What if the Grinch podcast is like a ripoff of your podcast?
That would be crazy.
That'd be awesome.
Like today we're
watching. Crazy that the Grinch podcast was inspired by a show that has about 17 listeners.
Today we're watching the Jason Voorhees movie.
Yep.
With all the funny jokes that Fur Nerds Bite Nerds have.
That would be fun. Martha got friggin' dump truck on her.
What?
Boom, boom, boom.
Got dumps like a truck.
What?
You'll learn.
Oh, no.
Run away, people.
Dad's not helping. Two women being dragged.
He's just
standing. Oh, he's going to try to help.
Yeah, he's going to try to help.
Try to stop it with his hand.
Because he's Superman.
Should have been a twist. He should have used the Force.
I feel like I've seen this man in a Superman outfit.
And then he just says to Cindy Lou Who, "I am your father."
That would be the best twist.
Imagine if real life worked this way. Like, hey, I robbed you. Here's your stuff back.
Yeah.
Now you, everybody loves now you me. Gotta adore me.
Yeah.
Because I saved the day.
Well, here's a cop.
This is real life.
Oh, he said it.
He said the name of the movie.
He said the name of the movie.
Well, the name of the movie is called the How the Grinch. How, not the Grinch. How the Grinch.
Put me in a chokehold. That's an illegal maneuver, Grinch. Maybe in Whoville they rep it differently.
I'd go get the pepper spray.
I think he likes being in a chokehold.
Wait, did he like put stuff in his hair to make his like shave grow back? Because now there's like more hair than there was before. Did he shave it more also? Because it looks more than just one line.
Oh, dang. She's like, take your ring back. Goodness.
Oh, poor
Imagine
Augustus.
This on Christmas.
Yeah.
You're getting cucked by a monster. Something else about to grow three sizes this time.
Martha, may I?
I think I was just like, no hard feelings, though,
His
right?
breath
like,
doesn't stink anymore because he passed out someone with
it. Well, it's going to need to not. He's got this lady to entertain now. He better brush some teeth.
How's the tree magically back?
That is true. He burnt the tree to the ground. Maybe they got a new one.
They put a new one up. That's
yeah,
what,
but
that's
how
what
could
made
they
him
have
question
put
it.
The ornaments all up?
They on put one it up
night.
Fully decorated.
On one
They're
night.
Who's? They remember the gun she had?
Oh, yeah.
She probably shot the tree. Buckshot a bunch of ornaments on it.
No. She's like Dora.
That's
no.
a face only a Martha
Warm.
Could love.
He's like, what is
See
happening?
See all the who's around in the middle.
He just all of a sudden doesn't hate Christmas music anymore.
Yeah.
He was grinding up bolts in a blender to shut this down.
Well, you know.
Well, he has a
music appreciation comes with a heart that size.
Well, now he has a big heart. He used to have a heart, but small heart. Silence gap.
I think it's crazy that the Who's are all different sizes. Because you see those little teeny ones?
Yeah.
It's like, what significance are the little ones? And where did they come from and why? And he's just making noise. He doesn't know the words.
So is he moving down there or Martha May moving up to this mountain?
Oh, yeah, she's moving in with him.
Shh. Everybody's here.
This is just as good as the Batcave.
He's sending them all home through that tunnel. Like, all right, get out now. See? Look at
beast.
That. 1, 2, 8-legged animal. What is a roast beast? I want to see this. The talons on this thing. I want to know how many Who's it takes to take one of these bad boys down.
Yep. That can't taste good.
I bet it looks delicious.
You could
Where are they
shoot
getting pineapples?
You could shoot them with the ornament gumbo instead of it being ornament.
Who wants the gizzard?
Load a spear in
instead
there.
Of it, yeah, load a spear and about like half broken lights.
Yeah, smash
and then
a bottle.
It will stab them.
Well, that was crazy.
A lot of tropical
Wait, no,
fruit
you don't
for
need to
Arctic.
Break a bottle. The Grinch eats the bottles.
Yeah.
So then you could just eat. He instead of a plate, it could just be the gun.
That's true.
He is a giant garbage disposal. So what is this supposed to be like on a snowflake somewhere?
Yeah. That's weird.
Because that's really cool.
That was a long movie.
That was a long movie.
Oh, I was right. A snowflake.
Yeah.
It showed it at
Aiden
the
said
start.
That earlier.
Oh. I said it at the start.
Well, listen, I was
And I said a while ago, I said, it's weird that they live on a snowflake, but Horton lives on a speck.
Hmm. Let's see.
Listen to children.
Oh.
Children are always right.
No, let's not get crazy. We're going to do the best of the bad. You know what that is, Aiden? It's where we read one-star reviews of the movie.
Oh.
On IMDb. This one is entitled Grotesque. In the hands of director Ron Howard and star Jim Carrey, Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas is a loud, obnoxious, excessive, charmless bore. This movie... this very short story is expanded to an hour...
Short?
The story is short?
It said the story is short.
Yes, listen to what I'm going to say, and then you'll understand.
Okay.
The very short story is expanded to an hour and 45 minutes of grotesque imagery that focuses on repugnant characters who wear out their welcome within 30 seconds. Carrie's shtick is beyond unbearable. Easily one of the worst films I've ever seen. Not recommended.
So who's the Grinch now?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
I'm just saying, the person that wrote that is the Grinch.
This one was written on Christmas in 2018. It's entitled Worst Movie Ever. Worst Christmas movie ever and one of the worst movies ever made. Give me Fred Claus over this mean-spirited piece of trash any day.
Who's Fred Claus?
Fred Claus is the movie I told you we should watch the other day about Santa's brother.
Oh.
Vince Vaughn?
Vince Vaughn is phenomenal.
You told me.
Fred Claus. I like that movie. Let's see. I'll find another short one to end on here.
Make sure it's a funny one.
Well, I'm more looking for bad words.
Funny.
Here, we'll do this one just because of the fun title. It's entitled Stink, Stank, Stunk. Poor Ron Howard's luck ran out with this pile of moldy fruitcake. Oh, Christmas puns. I want to pretend that it was just a bad dream so that it doesn't totally ruin the wonderful book or original animated classic for me. This Grinch just goes to prove that throwing money at something doesn't make it better. My problem wasn't with Jim Carrey. He did fine considering he had to act under all that fake fur. My problem was the unnecessary subplot to fill in almost 75 unnecessary minutes. Shame on Universal and imagine the company to serve up this obnoxious movie. Yeah.
I'd say that was kind of a good one.
That was a good one? Yeah.
That was kind of a good comment.
I don't know why people hate on this movie so much. I think it's...
No, I mean, you did
sign
what,
of the times.
They did what they had to do. You had to drag it out a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was the years that we were in. They were doing all sorts of movies like this.
Yeah.
And this just happened to be one of them.
It's the opposite problem of most... book to movie translations. Usually there's too much and you got to take a lot out. This is there's not enough and you got to put in.
Right.
Which is why the original animated movie is perfect, because it is just the book.
It's just the book and it's short and sweet.
It's all of the book.
And it's a Christmas classic.
Yeah. And it's exactly.
They just expanded it.
It's exactly what it needed to be. But yeah, this was The Grinch. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to all of you out there. We will be back. Like I said, my daughter wants to come on and do the Santa Claus with Tammy, so we'll try to get that in before Christmas comes. But if not, happy holidays. We hope you have a good one.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas.
But until next time, I'm Josh.
I am Ben.
I'm Aiden.
And this is the Four Nerds by Nerds podcast signing off.
Stay nerdy, my friends.